On Monday, early voting starts up at 20 satellite locations across Shelby County, and there are problems. What happened?
Well, when the suburban voting sites opened, you had some precincts where you had some of the voters living in Bartlett. The ones who lived in Bartlett should have had on their ballots, on their touchscreen machines, the referendum questions about forming a municipal school district, and some of them did not. There were similar problems in Collierville.
So how did election officials respond?
They called their supervisors in most cases. You know, the folks complaining were pretty adamant because in a lot of cases, those were the precise races that they came expressly to vote in. The Election Commission got it straightened out, but any time that you have a problem where someone gets a surprise, let's call it, the question is always how many people had this problem but maybe didn't notice or just walked away and decided not to vote at all and won't come back.
Okay, so that was Monday. Then Tuesday rolls around and there were more problems?
There was a problem with someone within the city of Memphis who had the wrong legislative district show up on their ballot. This person lived in one of the state legislative districts that had changed because of redistricting this year. But he was not affected by it because he lives basically in the center of the district. The changes were more around the edges. But nevertheless, a different state legislative race showed up on his ballot. He complained, but he also blogged about it.
So do election officials have a response for why this problem is happening?
So far, no, they don't.
So this isn't your first rodeo, so to speak. You've covered a lot of elections here in Shelby County. So how many times can you remember there being problems?
There's always some kind of minor problem. But in the last few years, there have been some more serious, more critical problems. In one election not too long ago, we had people showing up to vote on election day, and what shows up is that they've already voted early when they haven't.
So why does this keep happening?
It keeps happening because our election machinery, I think, is becoming more complex. We don't use paper ballots anymore. We don't use the old lever machines that we did for 50-odd years here in Shelby County. We use computers now. And people who used to be able to get the job done by knowing a basic process, now they're dealing with software, computer software, and they have to call people when things go wrong. And it requires almost constant training.
So if you're a voter and you show up at the polls and there's some kind of problem, which it seems like there's a possibility, what should you do?
You should notify the nearest person to you who works for the Election Commission at that polling place. You should tell them you have a problem. What you should not do under any circumstances is go ahead and vote, do not vote, and press that button and submit your ballot, and then walk away and tell the election official, oh, by the way, I just had a problem voting. It's too late at that point.
Okay, Bill Dries, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Bill Dries is a senior reporter for the Memphis Daily News. To learn more, go to our website, wknofm.org.